11th of December, and I don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel very, very Christmassy. I'm looking around a studio with Christmas decorations all over the place. I've seen the Christmas lights go up in the town that I live in. I've been to the Christmas festival. There's all sorts of stuff going on, and I love this time of year. But it's always worth thinking about everyone else at this time of year, and some of the people that it might be slightly difficult for. Let's find out what Christmas is like for people who might be neurodivergent. Dr. Holly Hearfield is a consultant psychiatrist and ADHD specialist. And Holly joins me now. Hi, Dr. Holly. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No, absolutely. So for people who are neurodivergent, routine can be very important, right? People with ADHD and autism. This is the type of year where a lot of us quite like the fact that routine sort of goes out the window. You've got a lot of things on, there are a lot of lights up, there's time off work. Can it be a really difficult time for people who are neurodivergent?
Yeah, so there's lots of reasons that it might be difficult for someone who's neurodivergent. So I should caveat that by saying that lots of people with ADHD or autism or other types of neurodiversity might have an amazing festive season, but there's definitely traits that are kind of under the umbrella of ADHD and autism that might make it very difficult.
So what sorts of things can cause difficulty for them?
So if we take ADHD, for example, so one of the core features of ADHD is difficulties with organising and planning. So this is part of the inattentive side of ADHD. So if you think about doing kind of routine tasks, maybe you're packing a bag for a holiday or cooking the dinner or something like that, you can break that task down into chunks and do it in an orderly manner. And that makes day-to-day things pretty straightforward. A lot of people with ADHD struggle with that kind of structure. So the little things every day can be quite challenging to get done and very overwhelming. And so every day might be challenging for them anyway. If we take the festive season, where all of a sudden they have to have, you know, tickets to the class show and find time to go to the nativity play and remember the teacher's gifts and, you know, organise the Christmas dinner and everything else that comes along at this time of year, then that could be incredibly challenging and overwhelming for them. There's other features of ADHD as well that might make this kind of time of year quite difficult. So if we take impulsivity, for example, so things like binge eating are very, very common. Binge drinking is very common in ADHD as well. And at this time of year where we all overindulge a little bit, that can, you know, be a very kind of challenging time for them and associated with quite a lot of shame, poor self-esteem, lots of judgment from other people. And sometimes that impulsivity can become quite risky as well. So it might be that people kind of do things that they regret when they've been drinking. Maybe they're at the office party and they say something or they behave in a way that might get them in trouble or that they might feel, you know, really very embarrassed about. Spending, overspending is a big issue at Christmas time as well for lots of people for lots of reasons.
Oh, amen to that.
Kind of impulsivity around stuff. Yeah, I know, myself included. So, you know, that is, you know, impulsive shopping is a really, really big thing. A big, big side of ADHD that we don't talk enough about is the emotional side of things. So a lot of people with ADHD struggle with things like rejection sensitivity or very poor self-esteem. And so to kind of, you know, at a time of year where we're quite exposed, aren't we? You know, there might be things you're not invited to or people who don't remember you or comments that are made by family members. So the emotional side of ADHD can be really, really challenging.
If we know people who are neurodivergent and we have them in our lives, what are the best things that we can do to help support them and help them enjoy the festive period as much as we're trying to do ourselves?
Yeah. So, do you know, the most important thing is to just listen. So everyone with ADHD or autism, they're also individuals. So there will be, you know, everyone will struggle in a different way and everyone will have different traits and, you know, qualities that vary from one individual to the next. So if you want to support someone who you think might be neurodivergent or is diagnosed as being neurodivergent, then just ask them what they need. And if they tell you that they're struggling with something, you have to just believe them. Because that's one of the biggest issues. So my clinic is full of people who've been disbelieved at some point by a family member or a teacher or a medical professional because on the surface they seem to be managing life so well.
So Dr. Holly, what's Christmas going to be like in your household this year? Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, it's going to be very, very busy. We've got a big household. Yeah, no, it's going to be pretty full on.
Big Christmas
I've been
dinner?
very organised. So, big Christmas dinner, lots and lots of presents. I've got lots of children, so there'll be lots of excitement, I'm sure. Lots of chocolate consumed. We're very excited.
Oh, when you said lots of children, I can see why you said that overspending can be a thing. Because you want to get them everything they want, but it can be quite difficult, can't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, and all the rest of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Holly Hirfield, consultant psychiatrist and ADHD specialist. Christmas is one of those times.